Welcome again to another episode of the Revengerous Podcast of Stuff. This is Breshwick Penicillin, along with Dr. Tasty.
Yo!
The Southside Santa.
Ah, score! Look at that big boiling thing over there! I need to knock it over.
Der Kirsch.
Santa, please don't touch that!
Commodore Bob.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm sorry. Hi. It's really tickling.
And introducing El Cocho.
A lot of expensive stuff in here, guys. How do we get this?
We are, as I'm sure they can hear, down in the belly of the Revengerous Labs because they're renovating the regular podcast room with our, was it like several hundred metric ton air hockey table?
I think it's like two hockey fields.
It's bigger than a blue well, isn't it?
Decks, courts. What's a hockey thing? Rink.
Oh, yeah. Hockey rink tank.
Dinkadoo.
It's like a hockey-sized air hockey. It's a new way to get around.
So what's going on down here in the labs this week? Got anything cool to show us before we get into the news? No.
Apparently not.
The news is that I'm getting into this thing over here.
No, Santa, put that down.
I can't. It's really squishy. Hey. I don't know. What do you use this thing for, anyhow? It's all hot.
It's a positive form of the blob. It doesn't eat you. It wants to love you, so put it down.
It might be exactly
I'm loving it, pretty much.
Don't love it too
I'm
much.
I'm just slathering like it right here on my hands. Oh yeah, that is super hot. Rub it all over my nipple.
Anyways, I thought for Der Kirsch and Commodore Bob as the resident geeks, so you guys always have your ear to the ground of what the latest cool gadgets are out there, right?
Oh, definitely.
This is like our Q branch.
Yeah, I mean, we have, like, cabbage missiles and all sorts of stuff.
Wait. You say cabbage missile?
Yeah, it's over there by the explosive muffin drive.
Don't do it, Santa. Oh,
you know I have to.
Don't mess up their food delivery devices, okay? I'm waiting for
this. Oh, God, it even smells like muffins.
That's an alpha.
Oh, yeah.
You like that? You'd like the little Smokies Gatling gun we have.
You mean like
cheese filling, right?
The cocktail weenies?
Yes.
Food science.
That shoots from a Gatling gun.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean,
I knew there was a reason I never killed you. That is awesome.
We tried filling it with Fontina and American cheddar, and it's not structurally stable enough.
Can we shoot an intern with it?
I mean, the answer to that question is always yes.
Don't waste the food, man. That's supposed to go in my mouth.
It's a sin.
That's not the first time you've said that phrase, huh?
About little weenies.
Putting things in his mouth.
Infinitely less interesting than the stuff you guys are developing, but maybe you'll have some use for it. University of Michigan is inventing night vision contact lenses. Like a cat. Actually, I could see El Cocho using these.
I probably would, actually.
In your spy games and your leaping from rooftop to rooftop?
Yeah, I mean, it's dark at night. How else are you supposed to see? You need some night vision gear. Mm-hmm. And besides, the goggles are all clunky and shit, but just some contact lenses? That'd be nice.
Well, the lenses actually make your eyes give that kind of creepy glow when light is shown on them.
You know,
at night.
It has a picture of a cat here doing that. I'm not sure. They're little sandwiched lenses allowing for the full infrared spectrum, including visible in an ultraviolet light, which is cool. But it doesn't say if they glow, but I always remember in those Splinter Cell games when you're hiding in the shadows, but those three, like, goggle lenses are just glowing really bright green. I'm like, how do they not see those bright green goggles glowing?
Because you have to be wearing those goggles to see the goggles.
Oh, okay. It's like the invisibility
cloak. All those terrorists are colorblind, that's why.
It's still light, though.
It wouldn't be fair to the terrorists if they just couldn't see you at all.
That's true.
What I don't understand is why people need night vision. I mean, can't they just send out, like, a radioactive signature to sense all of the electro and radio waves?
No, not everyone sees in the radioactive spectrum. That's the point. That's what we're talking about.
Why don't they use their third nostril to smell them out?
Well, guys,
can't they get a mental map? Like, use their mind powers to locale everything?
You guys are making up all this Well, ridiculous
these
stuff.
Be able to be prescription or just basic, you know, night vision.
Or over the counter.
Hell, at least get a wizard stick and just turn like a magic light on.
It doesn't. It's moot. It doesn't make any sense. Obviously, all people have to do is sense the quantum strings of the multiverse, and they'll know exactly where everyone is standing in all of existence always.
Exactly. I mean, I'll do something right now. Dr. Tasty hand light.
Oh.
That's a flashlight.
You just reached into your pocket and pulled out an LED keychain.
Why would I waste my power that's infinite trying to light a space when I could just pull out my special Dr. Tasty keychain light?
That is a power, basically. It's like one of those powers. It's like one of those powers you don't even know you have. It's like psychic powers, and they're going on in the background, and you don't even really think about them, and then all of a sudden, before you know it, some structural integrity of a physical substance has completely deteriorated. And it doesn't work necessarily if you're trying to do it, but in a situation where you're just kind of like subconsciously thinking about it, maybe even just describing it, it would happen.
Sometimes I was talking about De Niro, and I was totally able to pull off a De Niro impersonation. And then when I tried to do it again, like just making myself do it, is a terrible impersonation.
Exactly. That's exactly how a lot of powers work.
Everybody can do a Robert De Niro voice. That was a great impression.
And you make fun of my Cosby. Jesus.
I can do a really good Commodore Bob impression. You want to hear it?
Sure. This is my Commodore Bob impersonation.
See?
That didn't sound anything like Commodore Bob.
Oh, well. See, I was trying to do it. It's one of those powers that you just have to have, like, I don't know. It's like a system process. You can't really access it unless you log into Terminal, and then you're just fucking with all kinds of other stuff, and before you know it, the universe collapses.
How many times does that happen to you?
Were you playing with a supercomputer again?
Yeah, I know you guys said I'm not supposed to do that stuff, but, you know, I really wanted to see if I could find Number Munchers, because I haven't played it since I was a kid, and it thought, you know, this is an old-ass computer. It might have Number Munchers on it.
You have your login and your folder for a reason.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, there's so much more computer than just that tiny little 700-terabyte folder.
Look, if him wrecking about 5 million universes was a problem, you would have noticed by now, or said something. You understand, like, he's destroyed a lot of recreational universes that I used to go to.
Mm, yeah.
Just like trying to download emulators and ending up downloading viruses that become corporeal and destroy whatever dimension happens to be there.
Oh, that was really bad. I remember that one.
Well, the Pentagon, you always love the stuff that they develop, right? Because, you know, even though they're doing it for, like, a wartime situation, sometimes, mm-hmm. eventually it filters down to the civilians and the superhero classes. So, this is a really cool one. The Pentagon is developing combat chewing gum.
Does it, like, pop silently?
What? You know, you guys are going to ask me and be really surprised and wonder what it is, but the actual description is really mundane. It's not actually that cool. So, I'm just going to let you tell me what you think it is, and we're going to run with the best one. So, Dirkirsch, what did you say it was?
Well, I'd say that it would pop silently so that it'd still blow bubbles.
On the field, yeah.
Which would also help out mimes.
That would really take their performance to the next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Commodore Bob, what do you think it is?
I think MKUltra.
You always think that. It says mind-altering, controlling chewing gum. Isn't that... They already did that with the fruit stripe.
Yes, they did.
Those tongue tattoos.
El Cocho, what do you think it is?
I think it's chewable C4. You're carrying around these two huge clay bricks of explosives with you, and they're like, man, I just need to blow up this door. Oh, wait, I got a pack of Big Red here. Hold on a second, guys. I'll get this door.
It wouldn't really taste good.
You're not supposed to chew that stuff. Didn't you ever watch Mission Impossible, the movie with Tom Cruise?
No. Wait, you have?
Apparently not.
Well, Dr. Tasty, what do you think it is?
Combat chewing gum sounds like it's gum that you chew and it puts you in combat.
Like, immediately, like, it teleports you to wherever the closest...
You either teleport to the combat zone, or chewing the gum makes you start fighting.
That's an amazing thing for it to do.
Like, does it release endorphins?
Flavor burst combat reticles and other...
flavor endorphins.
Other like, interface... Ew. Combat interface elements are projected to your brain. Like, it does that, and, like, it collects combat data from the battle zone, mm-hmm. from the air that you suck in while you're chewing that gum, because you're supposed to chew it like a cow, right?
Yeah. And it's constantly updating the online stats.
Yeah.
Of, like, chews per minute.
That's way better than what it actually does, which is basically just to help your teeth. But then they said it's not intended to replace toothbrushing, so...
So it's what all gum advertises itself as doing already.
Yeah, except in this case, the Army Institute of Surgical Research has dubbed it combat gum.
Is it, like, easy to discard in the field? Because, like, I know when they smoke cigarettes, they have to, like, disintegrate them and not litter.
The last thing I would want, if I'm trying to disarm an IED, is to get, like, gum on my shoe.
That would be annoying.
That would be the worst thing that could happen in that situation. Right.
Or maybe there is some tactical usage for that. Like, they could stop a booby trap from being triggered by shoving gum in it.
Oh, you could MacGyver it up.
Like, special combat tactical bomb-stopping gum.
Well, there's a difference between combat gum and tactical gum.
Mm.
And xanthan gum.
Feed it to the pigeon.
I think that's really poor form on the military science. You know, just calling something that already exists a different name.
Mm-hmm.
That's just stupid. Why would you do that?
Does the article have any information on either how much this cost or how long these guys that made this gum ended up actually having this project? Because, like, if you're getting paid to sit around and both come up with and then make, like, just equipment for fighting with, and you're just like, all right, here's this gum, and it's just, it's like dentine ice, but it's just scratched out and relabeled.
A friend of a friend of a friend at an agency that may or may not exist told me that they were working on this for like 7 years, and they spent about $12 million on it,
mm-hmm.
and that they're going to go on sale for $2 a piece.
Yeah. The article would say more, but it kind of stops halfway through, and General Alexander, who they're interviewing here, just starts talking about the value and virtues of pressed dental whitening strips. How popular you'll be after your teeth are white, and how they're kind of expensive, but really, it's a long-term value, so when you think about how much money you're saving, I mean, how could you not run to your local Walgreens and purchase all the dental whitening strips that you could find?
So, this is kind of like marijuana.
Yeah, it's exactly.
And
enough said.
I equate that to medical-grade weed... And, you know, not. And then this is medical-grade gum. Or combat-grade gum.
Well, yeah, it has to meet rigorous specifications of time wastery and contractitude.
You're chewing gum right now, aren't you?
I might be chewing gum right now, but it has no tactical or combat purpose.
Well, then it's a waste of time.
But
we're all right with that.
It was only a quarter for 5 pieces.
Guys, what's that buzzing sound?
Oh, that's bad. It's like, you feel it in your molecules.
It sounds exactly like metallic cardiofusion.
Carbon nano flesh? What?
Metallic cardiofusion.
I don't like doing cardio.
No. The rotocrystallization has to be off for this to be happening. Can you move to the right?
Okay. Oh, wait. I'm sorry.
Right.
My other right.
Do you hear it? Did it stop?
It's a little... It's more of just a hum.
I don't... It sounds different now.
Huh. Should I... Like, what if I do the chicken dance? What's that do?
Wait. Here, what if I join in with you?
That is somehow making it worse, but not different.
Alright, stop.
That's making it worse, but not different.
Are there any other variables we can introduce into this? Like, what if we get Dr. Tasty doing it, too?
Doing what?
Just the chicken dance with us.
Oh, the chicken dance.
Alright, here we go. All three of us are gonna do it.
Magnetic radiation is picking up.
The succotash levels are off the charts.
Oh, they're suffering.
My cannon experiment!
Wait, what?
You've got a cannon? What did you guys hear that
in the background?
It's, yeah, that's not what a cannon would be doing, right?
It's like warping in the barrel. It must be where that sound's coming from.
Not really impacting the way you expect.
Well, a lot different than the last experiment we had with two cannons when they shot cannonballs that hit midair.
Awesome. But this is why physics is stupid, and why I failed it, and why I hate it. I hate physics.
Oh, I guess just two things can't occupy the same space at the same time, because, you know, that wouldn't be cool.
You know, I would just like things to go up and stay there.
Well, that's just because of the teachers only having a three-dimensional understanding of the universe. It's not their fault they can't see it.
You know, this experiment is stupid.
I like the law of physics where energy can't be destroyed or created.
I don't.
But I guess that doesn't make sense since I was created.
Yeah, see? There you go. Physics.
But then I would be destroyed. And I don't want that.
Well, no.
Oh, no, now that you're created, you can't be destroyed.
It's all
because your energy.
That makes perfect sense.
Bullshit. You know, don't bring me down with your laws, man. And your...
Hey, the third law of thermodynamics explains everything.
Explains why you smell like fart.
Yeah.
No, that's because I've been farting on him while he's sleeping.
Always assume it's Santa that's farting.
Yeah, it's just not fair to blame me every time this asshole is assholing it up.
Look, science is cool and all, and it's neat to look at, but I hate it.
I love these s'mores. They're delicious.
Stop eating the snacks!
I am sorry about your cannon experiment, because that looked like a cool experiment.
It'll get that.
That probably
a little bit more powder.
As soon as I'm away from it, I'm sure. One more news item. This one, actually, I think, Dekirsch, you'll really like. This and Commodore Bob, too. This reminds me of the library you guys have down here. Did you know that Harvard University has a library?
Does it?
And
yeah.
That recently they've just discovered several books, three separate books, in fact, have leather covers made from human flesh.
That's incredible.
Yeah. In one case...
Only three?
Three that they know of.
I mean, Harvard's been around for forever.
Yeah.
And a lot of, like, Masons and, like, founders of the country and stuff end up going there.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it just makes sense for there to be a bunch of human skin-bound books.
Well, and I mean...
No, you're confusing Harvard with Yale.
That happens every once in a while, sorry.
Harvard's the one with the nerds.
Yeah, this article says it's the creepiest library ever, Wilson. It's far from the creepiest library.
Wait, can they do DNA testing to figure out who it was from? Is it from anybody cool, or is it just from some random guy? Like, oh hey, we killed this guy, and then we ended up turning him into a book. Like, that's boring. No, like, it's made out of a president or something.
Every time I've ever found a book with human skin, or animal skin, or any sort of skin, it's always been something I've killed myself, as kind of like a trophy and a commemoration. Because you don't want to waste any part of your kill.
For the record, Miskatonic University has the creepiest library.
Oh yeah, that's a good one. Have you ever been in the restricted section?
Like, do you mean the adult section?
It's
like
no, a little chain, past a little that. Curtain. No, you have to knock on the third bookshelf in, and then pull out the third book from the right.
Apparently, one of the books at the Harvard Library actually was human flesh from someone who was flayed alive.
Hey, that's cool.
How else do you get human flesh?
I guess the other case is they got it a different way.
You can flay them after they're dead, but it's less fun.
Right.
It's more than one way to skin a human, I guess.
As it turns out, the books were a book of Roman poetry.
Wait. Let me guess the other one.
Okay.
Cooking book.
No, almost as dumb. The two that make sense is the Roman poetry, because Roman anything, I could believe. They bound everything in human skin. Medieval Spanish law, because in the medieval times, Spanish law was to skin people. And the last one, French philosophy.
Oh, was it Voltaire?
I think it might have also been a cookbook.
Or ethics.
How to serve man.
It was a book of ethics.
Do so with a croissant.
Apparently, one of the librarians read from one of these human skin leather-bound books out loud, and the entire library has been shrouded in a cloud of darkness for several weeks, so...
Well, no, that's just because I fart there.
I don't understand this whole obsession with your human skin covers.
Well, you don't understand human obsession with skin in any context.
Like, that's true.
Yeah, like, you didn't understand why people like scantily clad human skin showing, and you didn't understand why humans are so upset when they get third-degree burns. Like, you just don't understand the human connection to our own skin at all.
Why do you need it? Why can't you just have, like, mechanoflesh or energy skin or...
That's still skin.
A shell. Energy shell. That's what I meant.
I mean, it's the same thing. It's just different. It's just,
softer. Yeah, but I can pull mine off whenever I want. Watch.
Ew!
Oh, gross. Dude.
It's just a glowing energy
That's
shell.
That's actually kind of hot.
It's more of a lavender.
It's kind of pretty.
Yeah, it's soft.
You're quite handsome.
With your skin off.
Yeah. Well, no wonder you don't.
I feel about this.
No wonder you're not you don't understand skin. You look better without yours.
I'm just a glowing construct. I don't get why. Whatever. It doesn't matter. Putting my skin back on.
But the way it pulsates, it's so soothing.
The reason humans love their skin is because we look better with it. Case in point, El Cocho.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, I ripped someone's skin off once, and they looked super cool.
Do you really want to see what's under the mask?
Was it?
No, we're not doing that.
Was it Mickey Rourke? Is that whose skin you ripped off?
Actually, yes. I grabbed the like flesh wrinkle and pulled, but it just kept going.
Oh, it's like when you have a thread on your jacket, and you just keep pulling it and pulling it and pulling it.
Yeah.
And you're going, why am I doing this? Why am I doing this? And you're like, you just start laughing.
Hey, calm down. There's very sensitive experiments going on here.
Sorry.
Put your hands in your pockets.
Yeah.
Come on, all you guys. Especially you, Santa.
No. That last news item ended up reminding me of a joke. How are humans and books alike?
I don't know. How are humans and books alike?
They're red when you open them up.
That is true. Speaking of sciencey substances...
Dr. Tasty's Jerk Who Needs to Be Punched in the Face of the Week.
Dr. Tasty's Jerk Who Needs to Be Punched in the Face of the Week is... Memory foam.
Wait,
I don't know what it is.
Like the stuff on commercials?
The shit they put in beds and all that junk and pillows.
It's just extra cushy upholstery foam, dude.
I don't remember what this is.
Memory foam is stupid. I mean, first of all, it doesn't even remember you. I don't... Like, I went up to a memory foam bed that I had met once before and was like, hey, it's Dr. Tasty, and it didn't say anything. But... You know, when you lay on it, there aren't any springs, so it feels weird, and you kind of sink into it, and then when you go back, it doesn't even remember that. It just goes back to normal.
You know,
it was developed... So it has the short-term memory.
Short-term memory foam.
But, I mean, you could get memory foam anywhere. You can get memory foam pillows, you can get memory foam mattresses, you can even get memory foam headgear.
Wait, what's the purpose of that, though? Because if it just sinks in... Like, to the shape of things, then if someone, like, tries to hit you with a giant wrench or a crowbar, wouldn't it just sink into the foam and hit you? And then,
yeah, exactly.
And then the foam would remember the shape of both the wrench and the dent in your head.
I think, like, Taekwondo people use it, and they're not very good at fighting anyway, so...
To make them look less badass?
Like, I don't know how that's possible.
Can you jump up and down on a memory foam bed if... You jump on it one time, you'll just sink into it, and it remembers your legs there. Then you can't bounce on it, right?
I've tried to do that; it doesn't work.
So it's pointless.
What about the wine glass example? But they put it on a corner of a bed. The person is standing on the other side of the bed, and they do it on memory foam. What if you do it right beside it?
It'll tip over. I tried that. That was the first thing I did.
So wait, they make pillows out of it. Can co-eds still have sexy pillow fights with them?
They're like You take that word and replace it with dumb.
What?
So dumb sexy co-eds can still have pillow fights.
I mean, I still don't have a problem with that.
All right, here's another question. Is quicksand nature's version of memory foam?
Yes.
You know, the memory foam was developed by NASA because in outer space you can't use a traditional bed or blankets because you'd float around.
Wait, so what's wrong with that?
Fuck NASA!
Don't you want to float around? Isn't that the whole point of going to space and sleeping in space?
It turns out astronauts can't sleep just floating around. They bump into things. So what they do is they sandwich them between two pieces of memory foam, and that way they stay in mint condition during their sleep.
They don't strap themselves down like crazy people?
Well, no, wait, but if they were all strapped down, then who would let them out?
How?
Oh, I'm sure someone would fly up into space because, you know, people want to go there. I hate space. Why would you be there? There's no purpose to it at all. There's nothing out there. It's just a big black piece of shit with people in their spaceships with their memory foam sleeping, and it's it's irritating.
Oh,
it just pisses me off. And
space thing again.
It's starting to glow again. Like, he went from purple to red.
Don't get too close to that.
Is it memory foam? Because I'm going to blow it up.
Not memory foam, but...
It's styrofoam, and it's what the roof is made out of.
I could make it memory foam with my powers if you want. I could just...
No! Dr. Tasty explodes!
No! Okay, quick!
This is horrifying. That was my 930-second
favorite intern.
And you killed
them!
I have teeth in my mouth, and they're not even mine.
We'll distract from this crisis with the crisis on Infinite Nerves.
Madness at the heart of forever. The revengeous blah blah. And now, to Zorzor's already in progress. Blue.
Tell me what you want. What you really, really want. I'll tell you what I want. What I really, really want. I want a ha. I want a ha. I want to really, really, really want a zig-a-zig-ha! If you want to be my lover, you have got to give! Taking is too easy! But that's the way it is.
What the quantum fuck is that?
That is from now! That is what I call music volume 2!
Volume 4, asshole. Do you not have a magical Google Rock? How can you ever get anything wrong ever?
I do not always think to use it!
Okay, look, you are horrible at being a god.
It is proving to be more difficult than it appears.
Yeah, being all-powerful must make everything a fucking chore.
Still, she spurns me. How can this be? Wendy, my sweet babu!
First of all, what's a babu? And that's another thing, you keep confusing me with Wendy, like the actual Wendy.
It is your name. This is fact.
No, it isn't. They never call me Wendy even once in the commercials.
I am certain at least once.
Nope.
No, because there was that one where you were all on that couch.
That's all of them. Listen, I'm sure you're a really nice guy.
And I'm all powerful.
Yeah, you've mentioned that.
Godlike even.
I know. The thing is, Zorzor, I'm just kind of, sort of, maybe not that into you.
Of course not. You exist on the physical plane and cannot occupy the same space as myself. And therefore cannot be into me.
Plus, I'm married.
No, there is no room.
Right. When I said not into you, I meant I don't want to be around you.
Fine. Coitus only, then.
Also out of the question.
By the beard of Dave Thomas!
Dave Thomas never had a beard. But it wouldn't matter anyway if he did, because he is not my dad.
No, 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 no. Do not further bewitch me with lies. You need not be Wendy, but you are Wendy's kind of people.
What? What does that even mean?
Our love, it will smolder like hamburger bliss!
Are you just spouting old Wendy slogans now?
Ain't no reason to go anywhere else!
I just wish today was over.
Sports, sports!
Is there a restroom, like, anywhere on this moon? Because I have to literally get out of here before I die of the douche chills.
Excrete where you will, there is no specified area.
Terrific!
This goes on for some time. Meanwhile, in space! Aboard the Reventress private space place hurtling towards the battle. The Reventress go over their meticulous plan.
And then we just swap them out.
And we hit them up for money.
I love this plan. Let's go!
Forward! Into the past!
I still don't know about all this in space stuff. I've never been in space.
Look, I think the Mumakai in the Shire we're all ignoring is that as soon as we get there, he's gonna explode our heads the same as our lame-ass decoy models.
Which I've always hated from day one, for the record.
You hate all robots that you don't build yourself.
Don't trust nothing I don't know the self-destruct code for.
Like the dishwasher?
I'm telling you, something's growing in there. We need to change the heating coil.
No. What we need is a way to distract Zorzor's big ego long enough to implement our brilliantified strategy, which we have yet to el-confragigate.
This is stupid. I'm gonna go punch him in the fucking kidneys and get a sandwich.
You can't. He can destroy us all with but a thought. A physical confrontation would be akin to suicide. We need to see if we can ration with him.
Fine. I'll go ration him in the fucking kidneys. Whatever. Let's just shut up and start doing some shit to this guy's fucking kidneys. I'm bored!
Wait a minute. I know for a fact that you are exactly the least qualified of anyone to talk someone off the ledge.
I'm qualified to push you off a ledge. And talking is easier than pushing, which is already super easy. So there!
Hell no. You have no listening skills, no compassion, no form of conflict resolution that doesn't involve punching, kicking, or laser punching and kicking.
You forgot fuck punching. I do that too. And I'll show you, Milk Toast. I can do whatever I want. This is America.
This is space, actually.
Well, I don't see a big old red Chinese flag suspiciously waving in the breezeless moon. I see an American one. Sounds like America owns space to me. So I'm going, and if you don't like it, take it up with your space congressman.
Can you just promise you won't kidney punch him and ruin the entire plan?
Ugh! This plan is ruined by definition, then.
Promise.
Sure. Whatever. I promise. I just want my life rid of this intergalactic nipple once and for all.
So, what is the rest of the plan, then?
We've all forgotten about the red effectiveness rock.
The Borscht rock.
You must save the Borscht. Borscht. Stupid power to have.
That's it. He used the Borscht rock to destroy all the fast food chains.
Which I'm still mad about.
Including all the Borscht places.
But if he destroyed a significant source of his daily power from one of the rocks...
And his entire paradigm is hinged upon a weak premise.
Which means we may just have to wedge in the door to...
But once we have that opening...
But what do we do with our one shot?
Seriously, though, why are there so many Borscht places?
Well, in theory, I could use my power conducting air circuitry that looks like it came out of that shitty Tron sequel. It'd take a while to set up, but given just enough distraction... I should be able to overload Zorzor's Mitten's dispositionals to obliterate the tensility of the geodesic mineral from our very plane of existence.
I cannot roundhouse kick any of that.
Thus the rocks will be primed to transfer their energy from one to another, in an infinite strange loop of spooky action. This should theoretically destroy them and make for a really kick-ass explosion.
And then we can walk away from it in a slow motion without looking at it.
I'm not sure if I can attenuate my device's reactional matrix to an unreal wavelength of stupid magical rocks.
I just invented a spell for that. I hadn't considered it before due to the possibility of making the effectiveness rocks super effective.
It should be a problem if we time it perfectly.
And our execution is always flawless.
Finally, we need to compound the chain out with kinetic-based tech from above to render their entire mitten ineffective. LB plus X
then
plus
I'll
LB
kick
plus
it.
RB plus
yeah.
Y.
Yeah! And then I'll kick him.
Yes! Then we can all kick him!
We are through to win!
Here we go. 0 hour. 9 a.m.
As their plans start to fail into place, Dr. Tasty teleports beside Zorzor.
Tasty! You come before me alone and unarmed!
What? I have arms. They're right here. See?
What drives you onward toward your doom nation? Is it bravery or stupidity?
Actually, I'm the only one capable of doing this.
I do not get it!
I'm using my superior listening skills, jerk. Tell me about your, wolves.
You would offer counsel to a godhead!
Yes, I'm a really good listener. Now shut up and talk.
I am vexed by one who possesses my very soul.
Great.
She cares not for my infinite strength. How else to ignite her loins if not with the lusty power over life and death?
Perhaps she doesn't realize how low you're willing to go.
You would toy with me, tasty one. It matters not. it is not due to any failings of mine that she refuses my advances.
Of course not.
It is because she is in love with another, and I judge him unworthy.
Wow, what a surprising turn of events.
She is smitten with one almost as desirable as the ethereal specimen which stands before you.
Wow, five interestings.
She is in love with the Asiago Chicken Ranch Club. The commercials have shown it to be so!
That's a fucking sandwich. She is in love with a sandwich.
But, alas, her romantic devotion is all in vain. For this exalted Asiago Ranch Chicken Club is merely a fleeting dalliance. The impish whim of a cruel and indifferent cosmos. Using her exquisite emotions only then to be dashed upon the cliffs of fate. As the Asiago Ranch Chicken Club is but a limited time offer. And who shall appear to pick up the pieces of her broken hopes and dreams? Sorcerers, that's who!
You had a problem!
Keep your head down and your mouth shut, El Cocho!
You want sorcerers to spot us before I finish technobabbling?
And finish all the incantations necessary to make this hunk of junk work?
No, they need to be free of suboptimal hoodoo.
These are optimization enchantments, Natch.
We almost do this. We agree on a specific science to magic ratio beforehand, and then at the last possible minute, you start changing the formulas.
Guys?
Well, excuse me for wanting to use our impending and definite victory to have a little more panache than your cold calculation.
Hey guys, the precision timing we talked about?
You say what you want about me and my style of work, but I don't want to have you say another bad word about cold calculation.
Well, maybe we wouldn't need my enchantments if your equations weren't always off because you forget to carry one.
Once.
Twice.
What?
The Manhattan Project you had brewing in your basement?
I was seven.
Guys, the window?
Shut up!
And last month, at Denny's, with the tip?
Ah, there you got me, old bean.
Idiots! I work with idiots.
Your plan is dumb. You're basically killing someone's boyfriend to make them sleep with you. Except, on top of that sort of insanity, her boyfriend is also a damn sandwich.
She said she was not that into me, and it can only lead me to one conclusion.
By not that into you, I think she meant you make her want to puke in her shoe and wear it around town all fucking day.
Your vile attempts to undermine my game are duly noted and later revenged upon. But more immediate matters press me. As I require solutions!
Okay, if you're all powerful and you can explode planets just by yelling at them, then why don't you just use that power to make her be into you?
I care nothing for love that is not earned. It would be an illusion, a fraud, for you know what it's real. She is the keeper of my heart!
Your love is bondage.
My love is worship!
She has no need for sycophants.
No! She should be revered!
Oh, hey. I think I finally understand the term creeper.
Oh, you and your silly little magic. You know what? All you gotta do is light a candle, say something, eat a cookie. You know what? It doesn't work. It's not like science. Science.
All you do is add up numbers and make them different and make up all these different rules like it wasn't made by people anyhow. At least what I'm doing, I know what I'm doing. I can feel the flow, and I just channel my energy flow with it. What do? You have to work everything out. Oh, hold on, don't punch me in the face yet. I need to do the math to block it.
Hey. You have to use a little bit of math and alchemy. You know that. You go on.
Hey, it's still magic. I add a little bit of this in here.
You know, it's nothing. It's nothing. Nothing. Pinches? A pinch of something is not real.
Silencio! You guys are fucking this up worse than a piñata at a quinceañera.
A quinceañera is a Mexican bar mitzvah for girls, or a bat mitzvah. When you turn 15, you get a quinceañera.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Relax, guys. It's done.
We know how to work while we argue.
Señor Zorzor, el stick it!
None shall deny me my righteous place in the pantheon of the best burgers in the business. I claim this seat and a whole lot more! No longer do the laws of nature bind me as I bend the very fabric of reality to my whim! I am more powerful than any other force in the universe! I am way better than fast food!
What? But my kicks!
Nothing happened! What has science done?
Science, huh? This is all magic's fault. All the mittens' weak fracturing should have been gravitationally drawn into the empty borscht rock at the focal point of the attack.
Which Santa and I conveniently replaced with a harmless Jolly Rancher.
What?
Yeah, you guys said we should time travel back and do the rock thing.
That wasn't the plan we decided on.
Oh, really?
Huh. No, we rejected that plan hours ago.
Well, there you go. We implemented ours days ago, so it's not our fault.
Could this go any more wrong?
Ah! You fools! Let there be cosmic warfare! Let the blood and entrails of my opponents scrub away my pain and sorrow!
Dr. Tasty, kidney punch!
No effect! No effect! Nothing to me! You are like flies! I swat you with my mind hand that's large!
What will happen in the thrilling conclusion of Crisis on Infinite Earths? Will their dumb plan work? Tune in next time, or what the fuck ever. I don't know. Come on, Black! Winner! Winner! Take a minute! That is hot tonight!
So, that was pretty devastating, you guys, but not as devastating as what we have all around us right now.
All these experiments gone.
I'm sorry. I mean, also all these dead people.
Right. All those newly recruited people.
Oh, the scabs?
Yeah.
Just get the veterans to clean them up.
Yeah. Get the old interns to clean up the new intern body parts.
Hey, interns! Yeah, the other ones, they're cowering in that corner. What you just witnessed wasn't really cool. It happens every once in a while.
Stop cowering.
And you're going to have to end up growing up. Grow a pair and clean up all these broken parts of our base.
All right, come here, little baby interns. Come here. Take all these body parts and stuff, pick them up, and take them down to the crematorium ice cream emporium.
Yeah, bring us back some ice cream.
Yeah, and they're having a sale right now, so Tutti Frutti is for everybody. Two scoops.
No
two.
Mint.
Woohoo! No mint.
Strawberry.
No, just the Tutti Frutti.
Dr. Tasty doesn't usually kill that many people at once. It was a chain reaction caused by my changing of things in the physical environment and all of the irresponsible experimentation going on. So
irresponsible?
Well, let's face it. You had all of those explosion experiments linked to each other so that if one went off, they would all go off.
But they're to the highest specifications.
Right.
Of adventurous safety.
So you take into account every variable, right? Including me and Dr. Tasty coming down here and fucking shit up?
We're not used to that variable.
Well,
usually leave us to our work.
I don't like to call it fucking shit up. I like to call it us just being around.
I do like to call it fucking shit up, but that's just a matter of personal pride.
But you just do that by being around.
I mean, you know, six of one, half a dozen of another.
Aw, man!
I mean, clearly, no one's at fault. I mean, yes, we're the catalyst for what just happened, but the conditions were right for this. I don't know, science happened.
Hey, interns, stop your bitching. Get those rafters out of here. Yeah, I know that we could just teleport them and change it to the way that it used to be with our powers.
Oh, do you
but
really,
that's why we have you.
Do you really want us to use our powers? I mean, this is what got us in this mess in the first place.
Yeah, don't make me use my powers again.
No more powers. Stop it. Calm down.
But I've got them, and I want to use them.
See, Dr. Tasty's constantly, like, an itchy trigger finger waiting to use his powers. Mine are just kind of, like, they're on and they're not on. They're sort of like a superposition of possible use of my powers.
Or more like a computer on sleep mode.
Yeah. Yeah, I do feel pretty sleepy.
I just don't think we could trust you in the labs anymore, Brush.
What? Come on, man.
Every time you're down here, you anti-quasi-plasma physics whatever something.
Yeah,
and
but
take out half of our interns or cool. Melt a hole in the wall or
bro, be cool.
Throws off our gyroscopes.
Dude.
Guys, yeah,
you
guys.
Throw off our gyroscopes and the magnetometers.
Yeah, but be cool.
Dekirsch.
You have gyros?
You know that the lab is here to be blown up. And we have the interns specifically so that then we can blow them up, too.
See? Be cool.
So I really don't understand why you're angry at Brushvik here.
I could just delete the entire lab from existence, and then what are you going to do with your weekend?
Now we have to rebuild it from scratch again.
Well,
like every other time you guys come down here.
Oh, man. You used to be cool.
He's getting all happy.
I'm tired of rebuilding it. Boring.
Fine.
I do as much construction as I do in experiments.
We won't do the podcast down here anymore, and I won't come down here to do my vaudeville tumbling routine anymore, but I'm obviously still going to come around here because you guys have the nicest bathroom in the compound, so that's non-negotiable. I'm going to come down here for that. You got to take a shit on five.
I just want to say I'm sorry. Even though I've just been here not doing anything, I'm sorry.
It's the place to drop a deuce.
You're so upstanding.
Yeah, you better be sorry.
You're so upstanding.
I am.
It's the place you go when you drop a deuce.
Oh, if you want to take a shit, go to five. If you want to take a shit, go to five. If you got to drop a deuce and you want to cut one loose, then you got to take a shit, go to five.
Go to five.
I'm going to blame everyone else for this thing that happened. That isn't my fault.
That's very zen of you.
Well, fine. I guess we have an agreement. I'm only going to come down here to shit and nothing else. Just be prepared that my powers might still go a little crazy if I've had a lot of cheese. I guess
okay.
We can wrap
but it just up. Watch your step.
Santa, do you have a product for us?
A product that I, myself, have never tried, but am perfectly willing to end up endorsing unequivocally as the single most important item that you, as the listening consumer, needs to go out and buy. Of course, I have one of those products for your personal use. Midol. For any menstrual cramps, headaches, body aches. But I'm telling you, as someone that has never used it, you should go out, buy some Midol, and just slam that shit down and get rid of all those menstrual cramps that you guys have been having. Because I know your pain. Menstrual cramps. It hurts. Use Midol.
I actually tried Midol once, and it gave me menstrual cramps.
No shit.
Menstrual cramps?
Yeah, like those little guys in the forest with the lutes.
Yeah. Are the minstrels getting cramps? Or
No, they give you cramps. They give you cramps.
But only if you're a minstrel?
No. If you
the
listen to
causes,
them. Yeah.
Pill causes music.
I just want to go grab the lute and smash it like warp.
And its natural laxative properties.
Well, thank you all for cramping through this episode. I guess we'll have more of the same, but different next time. What do we always tell them?
It's not my fault that you're hurting or in pieces.
However, it is my fault, and I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too.
I think we're all a little sorry. Just for you in general.
I'm not sorry.
The listener
I don't care for him.
Has our pity, because oftentimes we can't save them, and in those situations where we can't save them, well,
they're fucked.
It was to love you, so put it down.